Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters, Power of Christ Daily, 3rd of September 2015, titled, Kill Anxiety Before Anxiety Kills You. Kill Anxiety Before Anxiety Kills You. Now, anxiousness, anxiety is demonic. It's a spirit. It comes and catches people every now and then. Everything. It comes from many angles. It'll come thinking that you got a lack, or thinking what your husband will say, what your wife will say, what your boss will say, what is happening, what the doctor said, what the doctor will say, what will happen future. All these stories will go on, and this is a real problem, because anxiety, people don't realize, if you continue to be anxious and you don't get rid of it, spirit of anxiety will harm you, will harm your relationship. People around you will not be wanting to be with you. People will actually fed up and move away because you are anxious. Spirit of anxiety. You can imagine a person comes with spirit of anxiety, suddenly the room is all anxious and chaotic. So people won't like to be there. They'll go and talk about you at the back. Then you get, even if it's a vicious cycle, then the more they talk about it, the more they don't want to be with you, the more you be anxious, the more you get fed up. Then there are other things. Anxiety, relationships will break. The relationship between husband and wife will be strained. Between children and parents will be strained because anxiety, spirit, demon of anxiousness, demon of anxiety. And the demon knows it can catch you. This, remember, you are born again, your spirit of God is in you, Christ is in you, attached to your spirit. But now Christ must be formed in your heart. So your heart does not trust God if you are anxious, because your heart, you have now have to make your heart and mind trust God. Because if you are anxious, it simply means the accuser or the brethren, the devil, will accuse you that you actually don't love God. You don't believe Him. You don't trust what His Word says. What you don't trust is what His Word says, then of course, it simply means that you don't trust Jesus Christ of Nazareth. After He has suffered on the cross, died like that and rose again for you and me, and we don't trust God. That's a terrible thing. How you think Jesus Christ feels when you allow anxiousness to overtake you? When you allow spirit of anxiety to catch you, when you got power, Jesus said, you cast out those who believe in me, those who believe in the gospel will cast out evil spirits in my name. And you don't cast out the evil spirit of anxiety, the devil accusing and mocking God. He'll mocking. You died for this person. This person you died for. You think you're Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You died for this person. This person doesn't trust you. This person doesn't care about what your word it says. This person only trusts his own heart. He trusts his own heart, he trusts his own thinking, he trusts his own. The way God says, do not lean on your own understanding. The devil accuses you, he will accuse me, he will trust your own thing. I only trust myself. I used to be very anxious before I came to the Lord. After coming to the Lord, anxiety will attack, but I'll cast it out. This is going to be resolved today. I'm going to pray after this, and you listen to the prayer and do these things, and you will not allow any more anxiety to come. No, it'll come because the spirit, you'll cast out. You'll not allow anxiety to remain there, because it means that you're grieving Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're grieving God. Why? He's sad. He suffered for me, and I allow the spirit of anxiety to catch my son. He's got power I gave him by suffering like that, and he allowed the spirit to catch him and make his life miserable. Make your life miserable. That means we are allowing our life to be miserable. It is not Jesus Christ. He has done it all. It's finished on the cross. Now remember, if you allow spirit of anxiety keep on being anxious and you don't attack it and cast it out and burn it in the blood of Jesus Christ and burn it by the fire of the Holy Ghost, if you're not doing anything about the anxiety, you're just anxious, 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 you are grieving, you are hurting Christ. He weeps for you. But He also, God, you don't trust, and the devil mocks him. You died. They don't care. Brothers and sisters, today is a very important day. Let us no more. It stops today. No more grieving Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It stops today. No matter what is the worry, what is the anxiety. Is it health? Is it family? Is it work? Is it income? Is it somebody being harmed or whatever? All these things. You must first trust God. Now, to trust God, first of all, God says what? In 1 Peter 5, 6 to 7, Therefore, humble yourselves. That means if you are anxious, you are not humble. You are not humble to God. If you are anxious, you are not humble to God. Remember this. If you are anxious, you are not humble to God. So you have to be humble first. Demote. Humble means demote yourself. Lower yourself in your own estimation. That means God is saying in 1 Peter 5, I'm reading my Amplified, if you're anxious means you put your own thinking higher than what God is thinking, what God has said. Cannot. You want to be humble. I'm sure you're listening to these brothers and sisters, you want to be humble. But you didn't realize scripture says that. Humble yourself. If you're anxious, you're not humble. Of course we want to be humble. Under the mighty hand of God. Oh, His hand is mighty. That in due time He may exalt you. So we humble ourselves and under the mighty hand of God, in due time, faith and patience. Do not say like instant noodles. I humble myself, I want now. The problem, I have no news. It's not, I want the answer now. That's not humbling yourself. God has said, humble yourself, demote yourself lower than your own estimation. Get rid of our own thinking. Under the mighty hand of God and in due time, He may exalt you. He'll exalt us. Why? He loves us. Now, if you do anxiousness, makes all that anxious, you don't attack anxiousness spirit, it'll harm you, it'll kill your relationship, it'll kill your health, it'll kill everything. At the same time, God says, I love you. Now fill your heart with love. To know the knowledge of God is to love Him. He loves you. 7. Casting out the whole of your care and all your anxieties. You cast out. All your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, the Bible says. In verse 7 it says, once and for all, you're casting all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. If your heart doesn't believe, you command the heart to believe in that. Fully persuade the heart, Jesus Christ loves me, and nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing, you know, nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. He cares for you. 7 says what? For He cares for you. Cast all the anxieties, worries and your concerns once and for all. Now remember, sisters and brothers, again, if you're worrying, you don't trust God. The accuser will accuse. 2, the heart doesn't trust God. 3, your hurting cries. You're hurting cries. You're grieving Him. He did the ultimate sacrifice for you and me, and we are hurting Him. Cannot. I don't think any one of you listening to this want to hurt Christ. No, we don't want to hurt Christ. He cares for us affectionately and cares about you watchfully, watches always. And His promises are true. His promises are true. Now, brothers and sisters, first of all, when a spirit of anxiety attacks, first of all, do the breath of God. Breathe the breath of God. You know, even the worldly people, the doctors, you know, medical science will tell you, if you have, say, palpitation of heart, breathe. They'll tell you to breathe because oxygen will settle a lot of things. But when we breathe in faith. Our faith is Jesus Christ. Ask anything in my name, it will be done unto you. Ask anything in my name and I'll give it to you. Oh, in faith, when we breathe the breath of God, and we cast out every evil thing, everything. Now, anxiety can also have come from generational curse. 2-3 generations ago, your great-grandparents or whatever, will be worrying, confusion, and all that could have been happening. Thorn bushes could have come. Information in the water. Those of you who have not seen the water crystals, messages and all, go back and get it and search there. Information can be in the water, passing from generation to generation. Oh, 3 or 4 generations are cursed, isn't it, God says? Because our generation didn't know. We love them. We don't think badly of them. Why? They didn't know. They suffered like us also. And then they didn't know Christ, maybe. They went and did all kinds of prayer out of fear to all the small gods. They went and prayed all the small gods. And curses came. And the curses can be coming down. Yes, when you come to Christ, your spirit man is saved. But your heart and mind, the thing can be sitting down there. And every time that wakes up, the thorn bush in your brain wakes up and says, worry about this. No more. Generation. The other thing is generational issues. Now, we begin to pray. As I pray, you first of all breathe deep. This anxiety can be killed. Kill the anxiety in a few minutes, brothers and sisters, in a few minutes. Keep this recording and listen, and begin to pray like this. You can pray yourself. Because Jesus has given you power. He loves you. He's the husband of your soul. Husband of your heart and mind. He's a husband. Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in the name of Jesus Christ, I curse you. I bind every wicked, unclean spirit of anxiety and worry. I command you to get out of me now. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and not to return. I curse, I destroy, I demolish every thought that puts itself above God's promises. God's promises, I command the heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ to believe and trust Jesus Christ completely. He said he will care for me. All things will work out for my good, and that is true. So heart, I'm commanding you. Mind, I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus Christ to reject every word that's not of God. Spirit of anxiety, I curse you. Burn in the blood of Jesus. Burn in the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Consuming fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn everything that's not of Christ. Every deposit here in my body and my mind, whether it came from generations or not, whether it came from continuous anxiety or not, I destroy it. I demolish it. I vaporize it by the blood of the living God. By the blood of, breathe deep, brothers and sisters. Breathe deep and let go. Because breathing the breath of God, you're receiving the spirit of calmness, spirit of love, spirit of boldness. Every spirit of anxiety, any deposit that has come there, vaporize, vaporize, worry, anxiety, distrust of God's word. All vaporize in Jesus Christ's name. No more. I release complete trust in the word of Jesus Christ. I will not think about tomorrow. God said, do not worry about tomorrow. So I will not worry about tomorrow. Worry is against Christ. I do not want to grieve Jesus Christ anymore. I do not want to grieve Jesus Christ anymore. No more grieving Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I've hurt you by not trusting you. My heart didn't trust you. I command my heart and mind to trust you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command my heart and mind to trust Jesus Christ. He suffered for me. I look at the cross. He is in the cross. He suffered for me. I will not fear anymore. There's no fear. Spirit of fear and confusion, get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ and not to return. Fear and confusion, whether the thoughts have come, the deposits have come, the knowledge have come, generation curses have come, all that I demolish right now. I demolish right now. I curse you. You will not remain in the body any longer. Fear of anything, fear of my family happening something, no, get out in Jesus Christ. Fear of lack of income, no, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, confess anything I'm desiring of the world. I command my heart and mind to reject it, because love of the world is enmity with God. Heart and mind, I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus Christ to reject everything of the world and to trust Jesus and to be able to live a simple life and in contentment, godliness, all else be added. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to seek the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace and joy. Lord, I'm sorry for not seeking the kingdom of God daily in righteousness, peace and joy, and having allowed the wicked, unclean spirit of anxiety and worry to come to me. I curse you. I have authority over these spirits. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear, get out. I have power over you in Jesus' name. And I'm a child of God. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I'm a holy priest. I'm a spirit soldier. A soldier in the spirit realm. I curse every wicked, unclean spirit of confusion, mind control, demons. Oh, every self-seeking. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of self-seeking, you're one of the most dangerous spirit, self-seeking spirit that has caused this. Always thinking about myself. What happened to me? What happened to my family? What me and mine? All the spirit, get out in Jesus' name. All vaporized. I will think of others. I will love others. And every time I'm anxious and worry and fear comes, I must remember, I command my heart and mind, remember, that means the accuser will accuse that I do not trust God, and I know I'm grieving Jesus Christ. I do not want to grieve Jesus Christ anymore. I love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to love Jesus Christ completely, completely, because love, He loved me first. Jesus loved me first. I receive His love. And in the love, breathe, brothers and sisters, breathe, breathe, and receive the love of Jesus Christ. Oh, anything absent from the body to be present with the Lord. If anything, I don't fear death anymore. No more. I do not fear death anymore, because Jesus Christ has promised me life. Absent from the body to be present with the Lord in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, I release peace and power. Holy Ghost power into each of you right now. Receive it. Breathe again. I receive it, you say, in the name of Jesus Christ. You love Jesus Christ. Do not grieve him anymore. No more grieving Jesus Christ. Receive the power. Receive the power over every satanic thing. You have power. You have power. And every good things, only good things already done for you. Receive that. It will come in faith and patience. Command the heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, all things will be added to me in faith and patience. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus' name I pray. Receive it, brothers. Jesus, nothing will happen to you because Jesus is with you. And you must, oh, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Oh, he loves you. Loves you. Now, no more worries. No more anxiety. Because remember, we grieve him. We don't grieve. We love him. We love him. Love Jesus Christ. Love Jesus Christ. Love all. When you love your brother, God says you love God. You have the love of God in you. If you love your brother, that means God is in you. Oh, every cell of our body is flushed with the love of God. Love of Christ. He loves me. He loves you. He loves you. No more. Breathe again. And this is how we will overcome everything in future. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.